meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Will Arnett is here tonight from Arrested Development, 9:30 Sunday night. That's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The show, by the way, is, you know, and when you and Jason Bateman came on here.
This is just after they were premiered,
8 weeks
I think,
ago, maybe. Yeah.
It was like a week after we premiered.
Yeah. 2.5 months ago?
Yeah.
Something like that. You guys were like, we got a good show, but who the hell knows? But it seems like, you know, the critics have spoken. It's finding its fan base. Yeah?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think at that point we were kind of still making the show in a vacuum, and now people have responded pretty well to it. It hasn't been a huge ratings hit yet. I say that because I'm expecting it.
Yeah.
But
oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
Tonight's it.
Yeah, we missed it.
I heard Will, let's see.
A commercial?
I heard Will doing a VO.
Yeah, I hear him all the time.
Yeah.
What the hell?
GMC.
No, it wasn't GMC. This is NBC. Or is it now? Does everyone just sound like... Here's what I mean. It's like, eventually, every pro wrestler just started to sound like the same guy because that's how you sound as a pro wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys all sound like the guy that started with that Winds of War in ABC. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
North and South. That guy's voice became the prototype.
I miss Ernie Anderson on ABC, where he'd go, someone's killing showgirls, and Dan wants to know why. So I was like, I'd be watching on Thursday going, like, I got like kind of like the look of that myself.
For voiceover guys, the way to do it is to sit at home and listen to the way the guys who are making money do it.
Right. Right.
And then you go and you just imitate them. And if you imitate them, they're like, great, you're way cheaper.
Right.
And you're right here.
I swear it was like, no, it wasn't Judging Amy. What the hell? It was some sort of NBC. But I mean, do you do NBC? Do you do anything on NBC?
No.
Well, then, man, this guy was ripping you off, or man, were you ripping this guy off?
I was probably ripping him off.
But it's just, it was comical. Like, I TiVo'd it. I ran it back 3 times. Like, this week, I'm judging Amy. It's like, wow.
She has to become a rapist.
Yeah.
In order for Amy to stop an international jewel thief, Amy is going to have to become a rapist.
Which is odd, because you wouldn't know why that would have to be. But
well, that's why you got to watch.
She's going to do it, yeah.
Why would someone have to become a rapist to stop counterfeiters?
Seemingly illegal.
You would think, where's the correlation? Yeah. Well, why don't you tune in and find out.
On Judging Amy.
That's right. And Will is, it's just too bad. What's my show? Oh, the...
Crank Anchors?
No, Crank Anchors, Tuesday nights. Thank you. 10:30 on Comedy Central. No, a Hack.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It's too bad Hack didn't make it, because always the best.
This week on Hack, in order to reach these kids, Hack will have to become a rapist.
Now listening
always funny.
Listening to that voice, I now know the guy you mean. It is on NBC, and he does NBC daytime. And he's like the seemingly lowest sounding, most sort of daunting guy. And it's for NBC daytime, though.
Yeah.
It's like,
no,
then
I know.
On an all new Days.
You're like, Days of Our Lives?
How many Z's and Days?
Yeah.
This week on Days.
It's like, he just keeps talking until he runs out of air with each word.
This, we, Days.
It seems weird that stop himself at the end of the word.
It seems weird that the networks wouldn't try to develop people that were different just because the convention becomes convention.
Yeah, well, there are a few, if you listen, there are a few different guys who kind of have their own thing. There was that, Hal Reiney was the guy who was out of the gate, was kind of, he was the guy who used to do, there are over 1 million roads in this country, and each one of them leads back Alamo.
Yeah.
You know that, dude?
Yeah, once in a while, the sort of Petridge Farm guy makes makes a stance. Or
Smuckers.
You get the Motel 6.
Or
the
guy
the
that does Garfield's voice.
Yeah. Once in a while, those guys make a move. You know the guy, there's a guy, well, Drew, you don't listen to good radio.
No.
You see, you don't hear all the RV sales and that kind of stuff. There's a guy. It's probably a regional thing. We'll get into it off the air, but definitely one of my favorite. And of course, always the dragster guys and the race guys. Those are always
Sunday,
the best.
Sunday.
He's actually one of Scott Mason's friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Engineer or longtime
K-Rock.
What is he over here? Yeah, all I know is the guy's
mad about K-Rock.
He's got five pagers. Sunday. I always like when they do stuff like some go, some blow. Once in a while, they'll break it down too. Like I like when they get the little novella going in the middle of the race. They go, surely Cha-Cha Maldani wants that trophy this year, but Big Daddy's got other ideas. Sorry, Shirley, not gonna. It's like that. Did you overhear a conversation between Cha-Cha Maldani and Big Daddy Don Garland?
Snake the mongoose.
Yeah, I like when they shift gears too. They go, they'll all be there. The Tex and Billy McEwen, TV Tommy out of the Chi-Town Hustler.
Oh, that's a skill when they do that. When they take the little mini breaths in between and give each guy a different vibe.
Right, and then they gotta shift gears again because Sunday's Fox Night. And foxes are coming in free. I was like that one. It always used to be Fox Night at OCIR, the Orange County International Raceway. English Leather Girls are there signing calendars. Papa, do run on the infield, especially erected stage. Qualifications, 12 noon. Eliminations under the lights. Like that one.
That was the 70s.
I liked it when they tell you where the freeways collided, too.
Right.
Ascot Raceway with the 110, the 710, the 405. Explode! Wow. Gee, seems like there's some rubbernecking going on there.
Do you think that was going through the minds of the engineers when they were putting the freeways together, too?
Yeah.
These three freeways are going to explode.
Look. I understand there's going to be a lot of action over at the International Raceway. I don't need a lot of action on the way there. I need to think that the freeway's going to explode. I take your word for it. It's a big event. I don't want to blow up. I don't want the station wagon to catch on fire on the way there. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's just get there.
Yeah, it was great. They'd have like Fox on the Run by Sweet playing in the background. Oh, that was great.
Them were the days.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. One more good one.
Oh.
With a guy, there was one great one where the guy explained what nitromethane did.
Oh, yeah.
He'd go, nitromethane. Drop it on the ground, stomp on it, drop a match on it, virtually nothing. But put it inside a 15-to-1 compression Hemi big block Mopar engine. Liquid dynamite! Liquid dynamite.